All right. Hey. How you doing this afternoon? I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Kim Jamison. She is with the South Carolina Tourism. She is here to talk barbecue. And for those of you that were at the Festival of Discovery, you know, we had a great time. Kim, you even told us you were here for this, right?
I was here for Festival of Discovery. It was amazing. It was packed.
Yes.
There were so many people here. It took us a minute to find parking because it was so many people, which it was exciting to see. But there were so many food trucks and food vendors out there with selling barbecue that I really wanted to be able to try all of them.
That's why we have that taster's choice,
exactly,
so you can do it. Yeah.
Exactly. I had a sandwich and a half, so don't tell. But yeah, I definitely had my fair share of barbecue, and it was fantastic. So it was a great event.
Great event.
Yes, it was ideal. It was perfect. It was a warm day, but it was fantastic. So,
and then you put the blues with it. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
I mean, there's those two pairings, blues and barbecue. I mean, there's not too much better things that go together. Maybe barbecue sauce and barbecue.
Maybe you can put that together.
Exactly.
But, well, we're real pleased that you were able to come to that. Now, you have just gotten into this job, though, haven't you?
Yeah, so I'm fairly new. I'm kind of the new kid on the block at work. I recently assumed the public relations manager position about 2.5 months ago. I'm not new to public relations or tourism, but I am new to South Carolina Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. So I'm really excited to be on board, to be able to tout the amazing offerings and things found across our state. It's been a very wild and fun ride this last 2 months, and I'm really looking forward to many years to come working with PRT. It's a great organization, and they do so much to further and promote tourism and travel to South Carolina.
And it's neat because we always think of the Lowcountry, the coast and Charleston and that area, but to be able to promote across the state, of course, is a goal, but to actually have something like a barbecue trail. What made you come up with a barbecue trail?
Yeah, you know, so we love the Lowcountry. And we also know that so many people, when they're on vacation or want to travel, they want to spend time at the coast or on the beach. And we are so thankful that we have such an amazing shoreline here in South Carolina. One of the things that we thought when we were kind of talking through our next campaign is, yes, we have so many people flocking to the Lowcountry, which is awesome. That is something we want to continue to see happen. But we also want people to know and be aware of the things that are taking place across the entire state. And so because food is one of those things that are just relational and things that that gather people and bring people together, we thought, you know, okay, why don't we highlight something that can be found all the way across our state? And that was barbecue. And so the
food.
Barbecue, of course, food. That is one of my favorite things. So I was really, really excited to see this barbecue trail come out. So what they did is kind of culled together all of the barbecue restaurants across the state, those that are well known and well publicized, as well as those that are a little bit off the beaten path a bit.
Maybe those hole in the walls.
Yes. And to be honest, let me say, I have to say that I love the larger barbecue restaurants with the big buffets and things. Those are fantastic. But there is something about a hole in the wall restaurant when it kind of looks a little questionable outside.
You're right.
Kind of know, yep, the parking lot's full.
Right.
You're like, yes, this is exactly where we're going to get some throwdown, delicious barbecue that they've been simmering and cooking and braising and roasting all day long. That is so great. And it's cool that we have that right here in South Carolina. So in putting together this barbecue trail, we were able to highlight that and really showcase some of these places that people may never know about. So that was the main goal behind that, and just kind of showcasing and highlighting a lot of the undiscovered parts of South Carolina.
Well, it's great because you have the whole state, and you actually can get the map right from the website, correct?
Exactly. So anyone can log on to our website and or go to South Carolina. So it's SCBBQ Trail. So scbarbecuetrail.com, and they can go on and just click right around there and interact with the website, looking at all of the places from the the Midlands and the Upstate to the Lowcountry and look at some of the different offerings, or they can print the map out themselves and hit the road. We would love for them to do that. So that's definitely an option as well. But we wanted to also make sure that we highlighted something that was very special, and we've found that's very particular with some people, are the sauces. So on the map, you'll be able to see that all of the there are a few dots beside each of the establishments. Some have just one and some have up to four, and those will represent the different sauces that can
sauces,
be found.
Sauce makes it. I mean, you know, in the goodness. End, it has to be the sauce, right?
Exactly. You know, something I've learned too, and this is actually on a video. We have some videos on that website as well, that SouthCarolinaBBQTrail.com. We have a couple of videos that kind of talk to some of the pit masters that are putting these delicious, you know, ribs and pulled pork out there for different patrons to try, is how particular they are about, do you sauce at the table or do you sauce while you're cooking? And
right.
That is definitely, you know, that's a division there.
There is, exactly.
For sure. For me personally, I really am a sauce person. I like mustard-based sauce, mm-hmm. and I like it on every bite. So
you want to be able to sauce at the table then,
yes.
I presume. Yes.
Yes, I like saucing it at the table, and I like to hog it. So I usually will pull the sauce over to me after everyone's gotten theirs, and I'll hold the sauce in one hand and the barbecue sandwich in the other, and every bite do a little dab, a little bite, a little dab.
Yeah, so. I know. Everybody just has their own certain way to doing it.
Exactly.
And I think that's what goes to the longevity of barbecue, is because it can be different all the time.
Exactly. It definitely can. And you can extend that. So not only can you, and we found too at a lot of these restaurants, not only are they looking at pork, because we, you know, we have the pork region. We're not more so the beef brisket like you'd find out in like the Texas area.
Right.
But they also are barbecuing like chicken and turkeys and different kinds of offerings as well that can be barbecued up and put on a plate and are just delicious.
Absolutely. Well, she's going to make us hungry here this afternoon. We're talking barbecue. We're here with Kim Jamison, and she is here with the Barbecue Trail. We're going to come back and talk about more. Hey, if you got a question, of course, you can give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We've just been checking out Greenwood on this map here, folks. I tell you what. We've got some pins, I guess we could call it that, right? Pins right here.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's really neat. Yeah, you really should get one of these maps. I mean, it literally has everyone on here. Lee's Barbecue and Catering Service made the map. Who else made the map?
So we have a Carolina Barbecue Shack. Sounds pretty awesome.
Yes.
That's one of the ones on here that's close by. Also, Little Pig's Barbecue.
Yep.
Lee's, you mentioned, and then we also have Smokehouse, which is right down the road.
Right up the street from us here in the Walmart Plaza, yes.
So while we're here on the radio, they should pop over and give us a couple samples, don't you think?
Well, Christine, if you're listening, come on over here. We need some ribs, and let's see, she likes pulled pork, I think, with lots of mustard sauce, please,
there you
Christine.
Go. There
yes,
you
okay.
go.
All right, so
looks like they have it too.
Yeah,
there's
they
a
do.
Yellow dot.
She makes awesome food, and they do a nice buffet, and they've just expanded over there too, Kim.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
Wow, they've added an extra room, so pretty neat. In fact, when you get finished, if you want to go right next door, they'll be serving dinner.
Well, one cool thing that they do and that we've kind of incorporated to kind of make it an interactive experience for the people who are going to be traveling across the state as well as trying out some of these places is the way that you can check in. So we have gone to all these locations, made a four square spot.
Right.
And then once you get there, you can check in and hashtag it at SCBBQ Trail. SCBBQ Trail. And then you can upload those pictures to Instagram or Facebook and talk about your barbecue trail experience.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Now, of course, I'm always curious about our guests, though, Kim. And, you know, I would like to know, how did you get in this field of public relations, communications? What's your background?
Yeah, well, at a very young age, I'm the youngest of two children, so my sister and I, and I was always the showboat. I'm not one for the big spotlight, but as a kid, I definitely was. I loved that attention. And so I was always grabbing a microphone here or there, doing a dance or something. And anyway, one day I started watching and kind of reciting the Today Show's intro. So every morning at 7 o'clock, I would say, live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, and I'd always sub out. I'd say Matt Lauer and Kim Jameson, and I loved that. Well, it kind of stuck, and I just constantly kept watching the Today Show as a little girl growing up. And fast forward, I really thought I was going to want to be in broadcast journalism. And I had high hopes and high aspirations to pursue that. Mm-hmm. And well into college, probably too late to change a major. So any youngsters listening, get something early and stick with it. But I changed my major. I went into broadcasting. And about junior year, I decided, you know, I love watching the Today Show, but it is a lot harder than what I thought. So I decided to stick with communications, but kind of come on behind the scenes. And I love working with media, and I was able to kind of look and weave myself into public relations. And I love to write, and that was just a fantastic fit for me. So I've spent a number of years after graduate school working at a PR firm. Mm-hmm. And then I got into tourism, and I never thought tourism would be like my, so to speak, sweet spot, but I have hit the nail on the head for sure. I love being able to promote a region and promote a destination. And for the last 3.5 years or so, I was the director of communications at the Columbia CBB. So I was focusing on the Midlands part of the state. And just a few months ago, was tapped and asked to head up the public relations department for the state of South Carolina. So I am thrilled to be able to widen and cast a larger net and be able to pull resources from across the state to tout and work with media from all over the region and the nation about the many things and offerings here in South Carolina. And it's been a whirlwind 2 months,
right.
But it's been fantastic. And I'm really fortunate to be able to be in this role and have this position.
Absolutely. Now, just for the record, though, what did you see yourself as? What personality? Katie Couric, or, you know, what were you thinking as you were growing up?
Yeah, Katie Couric was definitely, like, I loved the Today Show's format in that they had the really hard-hitting news at the beginning, but then it eased up into more of the lighter fare as the morning went on.
Right.
Now, if I could say the same thing, I would love, I love Savannah Guthrie. She's one of my favorites. I'm really excited for her new and big announcement of her daughter and everything. But I love Savannah Guthrie. I love Natalie Morales and Tamron Hall. But I have to be honest, my best friend and I talk all the time how it would be amazing to be Hoda and Kathy Lee for a day and just, you know, have a big glass of wine at 9 a.m. like they do.
Now,
so it's really fun.
If the Today Show called, though,
yes,
what would happen? Come on, this is fun.
You're gonna get me in trouble. Well, okay, I will say, if the Today Show called, I would have to answer that call and go.
And I think they would understand.
Yes, I think everyone would understand the Today Show calls. I would love. I mean, that would be a dream come true.
But you could still be promoting South Carolina. That's
true.
Right. Yes.
That is very true. Maybe I should give them a call. Feel like I'm ready. I'm ready for my close-up.
I think you should say, you know, I would just like for a day to be on the Today Show, and I could bring you a lot of information about South Carolina.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm definitely definitely a super fan when it comes to the Today Show, and so much so, a couple months ago, like 6 or 7 months ago, I was on Twitter. I'm a big social media buff, and they started following me on Twitter. I lost it. I was so excited. I called my friends. I was like, the Today Show is following me. This is a really big deal. So that was definitely a highlight for sure, that on Twitter, I know it's just Twitter, but I was excited to know that they were following me.
Now, when you were doing your Twitter account, after you found out they were following you, did you try to make them more impressive?
I definitely did. Of course I did.
I've done
like,
the same thing.
Let me see what I can say. And I would definitely tag them in things and make sure that they know I was watching and paying attention. And I'm a super fan, and I would definitely be a great broadcaster. So, I may or may not have, I mentioned to a friend of mine who actually works on the Today Show. He's a correspondent. And we were talking about a couple of things and promoting a lot of the things taking place in South Carolina. And I did a little PS to him. I said, PS, you know, I know Savannah's about to go on maternity leave. So if you need someone to fill in, don't hesitate to call.
There you go. That's how you put yourself out there, right?
Put yourself out there. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, I think the South Carolina Department of Tourism did an excellent job of tapping you to come on board with this job.
Well,
because
thank you.
You just seem to ooze barbecue sauce.
I love that. Carolina Gold, that's my favorite. That mustard base,
yes.
I love it. Mustard and vinegar are my two favorites for sure. So yeah. I love that.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, we are almost up to the bottom of the hour, and we're going to hear South Carolina radio news. But other things that are on the website, as far as the South Carolina barbecue trail, you also can upload pictures of your experience. You've got a Facebook.
Exactly.
What else is on there? The history. We're going to talk about when we come back. I think we should talk about some of the history of barbecue.
Sure. That sounds great.
I didn't know the Spaniards brought the pigs. I'm shocked. But anyways, we'll talk about some of that and some of the other neat things. But it's really neat because all across the state, there is a trail. Now, on this trail, does any of it have to do with the history of it or just the restaurants, just out of curiosity?
I think there's a little like blurb or two on the back that kind of touches a little bit about it, but more so it's giving you information on how to get there and where to go to eat.
And eat. It's all eat. About, it's an eating tour, folks.
Exactly, exactly. It touches on the four sauces, the four distinct sauces of South Carolina, but on the majority of it is showing you where to go to get South Carolina barbecue.
Absolutely. So we've got mustard, heavy tomato, light tomato, and vinegar sauce. You know, I don't think I've ever had the heavy tomato sauce.
I haven't either. I'm not. I like it. I don't love it. I've had the light tomato before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it depends on where you go. There's different variations across the state. But for me, again, I can't go wrong with the mustard or vinegar. And usually it's the mustard.
You guys are going to have to get the Diners Dives guy to come down and
yes,
go on the
guy,
tour.
Guy Fieri.
Yes.
We've got to call him. He's come to South Carolina a couple times for other for other establishments and restaurants. But yeah, I agree. We have to pick out a few in the upstate, a few in the Midlands, and a few in the Lowcountry for him to try.
That would be cool. Hey, I tell you what, you are listening to WCRS. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. We're talking barbecue. We're going to have a good time talking more about it and some of the sides that go with it, excuse me, are very, very important. So you keep it right here. We're here with Kim Jameson, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's That's right. We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. My very special guest is Kim Jamison. She is, of course, with the South Carolina Department of Tourism, and she's over this barbecue stuff. She's big time into barbecue.
Yes, barbecue. We love it.
So, you know, what is the history of barbecue? I was reading on the website something about the Indians and the Spaniards and the pig.
Yeah, when the Spaniards came over to South Carolina and along the islands of South Carolina, they saw the Indians cooking in these open fires and open fire pits, and they were cooking pigs. And so that is kind of a little bit of where the birthplace of barbecue got its name and kind of where it came from. So when they saw them cooking in this method and style, they really were intrigued by that and wanted to learn more. And then it kind of developed and morphed into things, into now what we know as barbecuing.
So, yeah, so that was pretty interesting. But did the Spaniards bring the pigs, or were the pigs already here? That's my question.
See, I think from what I've read, the Spaniards brought pigs over.
That's what I thought, yeah.
On their boats and ships and things. So
so we had Spanish pigs coming to South Carolina.
Yeah, but I do think that there might have been some that were already indigenous to this area. So I think that might have been like a mixture.
Coming together.
But I'll have to do some digging and research. Maybe we'll have a caller call in and give us a little bit more history on that.
But I thought that was very interesting, because I had never actually read about that. But I know there's some connection between the Spaniards and the pigs and how this all came together, because they were just amazed that the Indians were cooking over these open pits.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That was something that they had not done historically, so it was a very, very new cooking method for them, and how they would turn the meats that they would catch over these open flames. It was very, very different, but it also worked very well to their benefit, because it was delicious food.
Absolutely. Now, I did like part of the webs of the flyer here. It's also on the website. It says that beef, chicken, and other critters can be grilled or cooked with or without sauce. I'm a little what? What are you talking about? A little squirrel here? What are you talking about? Rabbit?
Critters.
Critters.
Yes. Critters. We'll say critters. We're not encouraging anyone to pick up any roadkill or anything, but it's just a little fun having a good time with it, because, you know, I guess you kind of, it's kind of going along the lines of, in the South, you can fry almost anything. We're kind of saying you can barbecue almost anything.
Well, Blazer's restaurant used to be out on the lake, and one of the things that they would do is, the owner out there, if you were new and you hadn't been there before, he would bring you by a sample, and he would say it was roadkill.
Oh my gosh.
And he would dare you to try it. Okay. It wasn't actually roadkill, but, you know, everybody thought it was roadkill.
Of course.
And it was just one of those things. And if you took somebody out there, you wanted him to come by, and, you know, it was a little game that everybody played.
That would be really interesting. I don't know. I'm really kind of I'm adventurous at times with my food, but I don't know, if someone came up and said this is roadkill, I probably would believe them. And I don't know if I would take the challenge of eating it.
Yeah. So that was pretty
good. Sounds fun, though.
It was. Now, I think one of the things that y'all have concentrated on, too, not only the sauces, but the sides that go with barbecue. A lot of people are very particular about, for example, coleslaw and what type of dressing that it has.
Yeah, so when people come to South Carolina, visitors, as well as the locals, South Carolinians who travel across the state, they will find that there are a lot of variations to coleslaw. And I think coleslaw is as close to someone's heart as their family. You know, it's just how their families did it for years and years. That's how they're going to do it, and that's how they're going to have it in their restaurants. And so I have seen really heavy mayonnaise-based coleslaws. I've seen light mayonnaise. I've seen sour cream-based coleslaws. I've also seen where there's actually none of the dairy like bases, but using more of the vinegar to do the coleslaws. And personally, that's one of my favorites. A really heavy peppered vinegar based coleslaw is something that's delicious to me, and it goes really well. A great pairing
with mustard based.
Mustard based. Exactly.
Yes.
A mustard-based barbecue sandwich. And I typically, and again, it kind of goes back to, and I'm very When Harry Meets Sally with how I order, because, you know, I want, if the sauce is already on the meat, then I don't want my bun toasted. But if it's not, I want it toasted in this and that and the other. And so with the coleslaw, I like to have just a little bit on the bite that I put a little bit of the dressing on or the sauce on. Take one bite of that and then keep going.
So, how long does it take you to eat a sandwich here?
About 2 hours, generally.
Yeah, it's an experience, isn't it?
It is. Every bite, I want to just make sure to soak in that moment. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. You know, one of the things that Jeff, my husband, always said is that experiences and memories is what is going to be the hot topic for the present and the future now. This was like 10 or 15 years ago when he said, you know, memories are what people are going to be craving. They can buy all these different things, but the memories are what is going to last.
I think that's so true, and I love that, because that's one thing that over at South Carolina Department of Parks, Recreation, Tourism, when we are promoting the things that you can do and see and experience all across the state, we really are wanting people to make memories and build memories. May it be in some of the many attractions across the state in our state parks. There's 47 state parks that we would love for you to get out and explore. But make memories while you're doing all these things. And for me, and being a big foodie myself, I love to, and I know probably people don't love this, but I like taking pictures of my food, and I like
taking pictures of
the moment too. Yeah. Because I can look back at some pictures and can tell you who I was eating with, where I was, kind of the overall mood and what we were talking about. Like, it just kind of conjures up all these things. And so if we really enforce that and push that, we want these visitors who are coming to remember, God, I had a fantastic trip and experience in South Carolina, and I had the most amazing barbecue sandwich in South Carolina. And that's something that we really, really would love to see, and definitely think that we could definitely put a big check mark on the barbecue trail campaign if we see more and more of that. And we already have, and it's been a great trip and a great ride.
Well, the one thing when you're looking at that picture, you go back, and then after there's nothing left on the plate, you can say, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Exactly. I think you're onto something, because I think we need shirts that say South Carolina Barbecue Trail, and on the back, I came, I saw, I conquered.
There you go.
A plate that's empty, you know.
Exactly.
For sure. With a few bones on it or something.
Exactly. There you go. All right. Well, we are here with Kim Jamison from the South Carolina Department of Tourism. Yes, she's talking barbecue, and that's a favorite right here in Greenwood. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I'm Ann Eller, and we were just talking about drink small, living in a barbecue world. You know, that was a theme song that we used here in Greenwood for a couple of years. He's considered a South Carolina treasure.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of his other songs that I really like, I'm 75 and trying to survive. He's from Bishopville down there. So got a great
blues
player.
We'll have to reach out. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I love that.
Yeah, so that would be a awesome thing to add there. But, you know, we were just talking off the air about some of the pit masters and how they see it being cooked and whatnot. So what do you think?
You know, it's really interesting. I spent some time last year with a number of pit masters, and you know, I have been around people who enjoy barbecue. I've been around people who love barbecue, and then I've been around pit masters, and they take it so seriously, and they love it, but they like it is like down to a science for them. It is something that they're so passionate about. And it's like they eat, sleep, and breathe barbecue. And I loved that experience, but it was definitely taking it up a couple of notches from just saying, oh, I like barbecue. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you're right.
But it was really interesting to see them and to also kind of hear a little bit about them traveling from competition to competition to getting up at 2 a.m., making sure that the wood chips are in and the wood logs are on the pits, and making sure that they're checking and turning and going back out and saucing if they sauce while it's cooking. There is so much that goes into that, and to them and to all pit masters across South Carolina, I say thank you, because you have definitely, they have a really, really intense job and they love it. They're so passionate about it. And you can definitely tell when they are talking about what they're doing with barbecue and how specific they are with the timing and cooking on that low and slow method. But it just comes across to their love for cooking barbecue when you taste it, and it's really a cool thing. So,
you know, I think that's so interesting, because we like to sit down and just eat. They prepare, and you know, at the barbecue festival here, they are so intense. I've tried to talk to a couple. I can't talk to you right now. I'm busy. Whoa, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, I appreciate that, because they're taking it seriously and they really want to deliver quality, delicious meat every time. And so to have that focus, to some, we may be like, well, that's wow, a little extreme, but to them, it's not. And, you know, I think that's great. I think that they found their niche and they do it well. I mean, sure, there are some amazing barbecue restaurants, barbecue stands, barbecue anything across South Carolina, and they are just putting it on display in a big way, and it's really, really great.
I wonder how much dollars does the barbecue industry bring in, you know?
That's a great question. You know, I don't have that figure off the top of my head, but I would assume pretty staggering, probably more than what we're thinking, for sure. And with this campaign, it's even brought more light to our barbecue restaurants. So I definitely would say it's pretty up there. Yeah, for
now,
sure.
Now, what made you decide to concentrate on the barbecue? The barbecue trail, this whole barbecue theme.
You know, it kind of goes back to the fact that we wanted to do something that, one, could be found across the entire state. It wasn't just regional in its origins. Mm-hmm. And we also knew that we wanted to do something culinary, so some kind of food element that could be found across the state. And with South Carolina being, like we mentioned earlier, the birthplace of barbecue, it was kind of a natural fit. And especially when we started to do a little bit more research and digging, we found, yeah, it's a very widespread and diverse methods of how people are cooking barbecue, and it just had so many roots that went down. So we could look at the methods people cooking, people who've been cooking barbecue and have it in their families for so many years. So there were so many stories that we could tell that would spin off of focusing on barbecue, and it really lent well to a strong and seamless campaign.
Well, that's good. It's cool. Yeah. It's just, you know, when you say, we've got a barbecue trail. Yes, we have a barbecue trail in South Carolina.
We sure do. We have over 200 restaurants that are included on this barbecue trail map. So I'm sure that more and more over the next few years will be popping up. So we may have to come out with our version 2 of this map soon. But yeah, there are so many barbecue restaurants across the state that we really wanted to highlight them. So we encourage people to go online, get a map, grab their phone, hit the road, take some pictures, and enjoy themselves as they find their happy plate.
Their happy plate. Exactly. Wow, that's like a happy meal.
Yeah. It really is. It really is a happy meal.
All
each
right.
bite, you're smiling.
Yeah, there you go. Now, we also wanted to talk a little bit about this judging. I mean, people that are into judging, they are so serious about this.
They really are. And so I actually had one of my former employers, very straight-laced, buttoned-up man, was a barbecue judge for a number of years. And there, to my understanding, there's a pretty intense course curriculum that you kind of have to go through and classes that you have to take to really study and learn about not only the taste, texture of barbecue, but the science behind making true barbecue, the things that you don't include, the things that you do include when you're making barbecue, and to be able to judge that in somebody else's, it's not as easy as what people would think. People probably think, oh, you can just taste it and say yes if it's good or bad, but there is definitely an art to picking out and learning about barbecue from every facet. And so the judging and the judgers of barbecue don't take it lightly by any means. So when you win, you know that you have definitely accomplished something.
You know, you're absolutely right, because I was a celebrity judge one time here in Greenwood, and they were just entirely too serious about this. I mean,
you wanted to kind of have fun with
and
it.
Conversate and say, what do you like? And you were not supposed to talk, and you're not supposed to say, do you like this one? You're supposed to keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rules.
There are a lot of rules. And, you know, it's fun. So it's one of those things that you can, when you go into a competition like that, you kind of know, okay, this is going to be serious. But if you do want to have fun with it, that's when you kind of call your friends over to your house and say, everyone make their own barbecue and let's just judge each other's and see. And then you can have a lot more fun with it, and it be something a little less formal. But yeah, a lot of these competitions, people are in it to win it, and there's a lot of big purses available.
Absolutely.
Too, so of course they're going to take it very seriously.
Yeah, that's true. Now also, with the fall coming and football and everything, there's a whole lot of opportunity for a lot of good tailgating with barbecue.
Exactly. And there's a lot of, so there's schools all across South Carolina that are going to be having football games. And I'm not going to say where my allegiance falls, but.
No. Okay, go ahead.
but yes, definitely. And a lot of the restaurants that are featured across the South Carolina Barbecue Trail map do a lot of to-go options. And that is definitely something that's a staple in a lot of tailgating meals. So we encourage people to enjoy barbecue year round, and especially at a tailgate. And that's a great way too, when you are having maybe some friends coming from outside of the state here, having barbecue and all of the four sauces available for them to try. That's a great tailgate and something that's just spot on. Kind of just goes well. A little pig and then some pig skin.
Yeah, there you go. All right. She's working the angles here today.
Of course.
Well, you know, I think that, this has been an excellent time to be able to talk about it. Of course, we here in Greenwood are very proud of our Festival of Discovery and the
Which
Blues Cruise.
A fantastic festival. That was great. And I have not had the opportunity to go on the Blues Cruise, but I would love to do that at some point. But that festival was on point. You'll have a great showing, a great turnout, well-oiled machine, and it was delicious.
And they know how to do it here,
they
don't
do.
We?
Yeah. Y'all definitely do.
You know, closing off Main Street, this will have been the second year that we closed off Main Street to do it, and it really changed it up. Before, they had to be down the streets, and Main Street was open, so making that change certainly was a good thing for the festival. Now, there were little people that, of course, complained because they couldn't drive right up,
sure.
But it still was a great way to...
It's a great opportunity to get out of your car and experience nature. Be outside, be and enjoy, and have great conversations with your friends and neighbors over delicious food. And I thought y'all did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you very much. I'll say that for the city of Greenwood. There you go. Now, if people want more information about the barbecue trail and, of course, all the things that you have on the website there, where do they go?
Yeah, so if you want specific information about the barbecue trail, go to South Carolina. That's scbbqtrail.com. Or you can always go to discoversouthcarolina.com. It's our new website that we have up. It's just launched about a couple of months ago. And you can find everything you need to know about barbecue right there.
Absolutely.
And everything else going on across the state as well.
You know, one of the things that we got to say about South Carolina, so many states don't have the variety from the mountains all the way down to the coast and everything in between. We really are very fortunate
We are very, very fortunate. This is one of those states where you have family-friendly offerings in the middle of the state that spread all the way out to the coast and the upstate. If you want to go hiking in the mountains or do any kind of kayaking, you can do that. If you want to spend time at the state capitol or explore the South Carolina State Museum and their new expansion, or if you want to go down to the coast and have a relaxing day at the beach, you can do it all in South Carolina. And I think that's definitely a luxury for sure.
I think a lot of people don't realize how lucky we are, though.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with you. People don't realize that we have a very drivable state. We you can go from one end to the other in one day. And that's something that's not really doable in a lot of other states. But we have so much here, and we would really encourage people who are from outside of the region here to just explore, for people to spend a weekend in your own state, go to a city or two over, or go down to the coast if you haven't been in a while, or go up to the mountains, explore the Midlands. There's so much here, and if you get out and explore, you really will see that South Carolina is definitely a gem of a city, a gem of a state.
There you go.
Sorry about that. And I'm excited that I'm able to promote that.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Kim Jamison, this has been awesome to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Back again when you know even more about all the things that are going on.
Exactly. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Make sure you check out their website. Make sure that you travel the state, because she's right. You know, you could be in the at the beach, see the sunrise. You could drive all the way to the mountains at the end of the day and see the sunset.
Not many states you can do that in.
Not many at all. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS. Bye-bye, everybody.